Ches Mishneches. Kotev Sofer get le'ish, v'shoiver le'isha. If the Sofer writes a get to be given to the ish, and he writes a receipt to be given to the woman, the get the husband was going to give to the woman, and the receipt the woman was going to give to the husband upon payment of the ksuva, v'ta'. The Sofer made a mistake. V'nathan get le'isha, v'shoiver le'ish. Instead of giving the get to the ish, in order that the ish will give the get to the woman, he instead gave the get to the woman, thinking that that was a shaver, and he gave the shaver the receipt to the ish, thinking that that was a get. V'nasnu zelaza. The ish gave the shaver to the isha, thinking that it was a get, and the isha gave the get to the husband, thinking this is the receipt that she would give him upon payment of the ksuva. U'la'achar zman harei haget yotze miyada ish v'shaver miyada isha. After the isha already got remarried thinking that she had received the get from her husband, they realized that the man is holding the get, that the isha had given the get to the ish instead of the shaver, and the woman is holding the shaver that instead of receiving the get, she had received a receipt. So now she got remarried without a get. Teitze mizeh umizeh v'chol hadrachim ha'elu bah. She must go out from her new husband. She cannot stay with her new husband, nor can she go back to her first husband, even though she never received a get. The Chachamim do not allow her to go back to her first husband. This is a knas to Rabbanan, since they were careless and did not make sure that she received the get. And all the dinim that we mentioned in Mishnah Hay apply, which is that if she has a child from her new husband, the child is a monster. That is the Araisa, since she never received a get. And if she goes back to the first husband, then any child she has with the first husband is also a mamzer. This is only a mamzer derabbanan. Since she never received a get, she is still married to the first husband. The Chachamim knas her, though, and they say any child that she has from the first husband is a mamzer. She does not receive a ksuva from either the first husband or the new husband. She also does not get mezoinos, peiros, or balas, like we mentioned in Mishnah Hay. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, im la'alter yotza, ein zeget. Im la'achar zman yotza, harei zeget. Rabbi Eliezer said, if right away they realize that they had not given the get, instead the husband had given the shoiver to the isha, then it's not a get, she would have to receive a new get. But if they only realize that she had received the shoiver instead of the get, la'achar zman, meaning after she already got remarried, then we consider the get that she received a good get, even though it is apparent that she only received the shover, not a get. The Chachamim feel that they are playing games over here, that she switched with her husband, and now she claims that she only received the shover, not a get, as she does not want to stay with her new husband, and she finds this a convenient way to get out of staying with her new husband. Lo kohe meno min arishon v'abeitz chuso shosheni. The first husband has no right to take away the tzchus of the second husband, meaning we do not trust that she really only received a shaver, not a get, and she's playing games with the first husband, and the first husband thinks that if he plays this game with her, he'll be able to remarry her, so therefore we do not believe them, and she must stay with the second husband. Kasav lagaresh es ishto v'nimlach. Beishame oimrim pasla minakuna. Somebody who writes a get that he plans on divorcing his wife with, and then he changes his mind and does not give her this get, Beishame says, even so the Isha is tussled from Kuhuna, and the Grusha is tussled from Kuhuna, even though she never actually received a get from her husband. This is a Chumrah mid Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan were Machmir and said that even though she never received a get from her husband, she is tussled from Kuhuna, Ubeis Hilo Aimrim, Afal Pisha Nasnula Atnai, Velo Nasa Atnai, Lo paslo min akuna. Beis Hillel says that even if he actually gave her the get, but he gave her the get upon a condition, meaning he made a certain condition that has to be fulfilled before the get becomes effective, and the condition was never fulfilled, in such a case she would not be puzzled from kuhuna, even though she received the get. Certainly, in a case where he never gave her the get, just he wrote the get, in such a case she would not be puzzled make kuhuna. Meseches Gittin, Perches Mishnah Tes, Hamagarish es Ishto Velana Imo Vepundiki. Somebody divorces his wife, and after he divorces with her, he sleeps with her in an inn. Beishame Oimrim Enetricha Hemenu Get Sheni. Beishame said that it is not required that she receives a second get, even though there were Edom that saw him seclude himself with her, that is not proof that he had relations with her and was bow her l'shem kedusha. Ubeis Hillel Aimrim Tricha Hemenu Get Sheni. Beis Hillel says it is required that she receive a second get. Since Adam saw him seclude himself with her, we can assume they had relations and he was probably bow her l'shem kedusha. Amasai Bismanshin is Garsha Minhan Nesuin. When do we say that if Adam saw them go into seclusion, that is enough proof that they had relations and is therefore required that she receive a second get? That's only if they were already married before they got divorced. Umodim bin Iskarsha min Erison, She'ena Tricha Hemenu, Get Cheney. Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai that if they got divorced min Erison, meaning they had Kedushin but they did not have Nisuin, they were not yet married, then it would not be required that she receive a second get, even though he slept with her in an inn after the divorce. Mipnei She'en Libo Gaspa, he is not comfortable with her. Therefore, just because we saw them go into seclusion is not proof that they had relations, since they are not comfortable with each other yet. So therefore, it is not required that she receives a second get. Kansa beget kerech. Teite mizeh mizeh v'cho adracha me'eluba. If an Ashes coin received from her husband a get kerech, literally a bald get, meaning that a kohen, the chacham or metaken, when he wants to divorce his wife, must write a special get called a get mekusher, which is a very difficult get to write. The reason why the chacham or metaken that a kohen has to divorce his wife with a get mekusher is that kohenim kapdanim heim, kohenim get angry very easily, and kohenim frequently want to divorce their wives, and once they divorce their wives, they cannot take them back, as kohenim are asurim begrusha, they can't marry a grusha. So therefore, the chachamim decided to make a special get for kohenim, which is very difficult to write. This is called a get mekusher, which is that after they write one or two lines, the get is folded over and then sewed up, and an aide would sign on the fold from the back, and they would do at least three folds in the get. So therefore, a get mekusher requires at least three aidim. Now, if an Ashes kohen received the get mekusher from her husband, and it is karech, meaning the get is bald, meaning that one of the folds has no aid signed on it, the get is puzzle. As a get mekusher has to have an aid signed on each fold, so therefore, if she does not have an aid signed on one of the folds, and she got remarried with this get, teise mizeh umizeh v'cho hadrachim ha'eluba, she cannot stay with the husband that she got remarried to. She must get a get from that husband. She also has to get a get from the first husband, and if she had children from the second husband, the kid is a mamzer, even though the get midoraisa is a good get, but the child that she has from the second husband will be a mamzer to Rabbanan anyway. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, who says, "Kol mishana mimatea shetavu chachamim begitin hablad mamzer." Anytime there is a shinoi in the get was not done properly. If she gets remarried with this get, any child that she has is a mamzer, and certainly if after she gets remarried she has a child from the first husband, then the child is a mamzer midoraisa, and since the get midoraisa is good, she is an Ashes Ish, and if she has a child from the first husband, of course the child is a mamzer, and all the other dinim that are mentioned in Mishnah Hay also apply over here. She does not receive a ksuba from either the first husband or the second husband, and she does not get peros, mizonos, or balas, all the dinim that we mentioned in Mishnah Hay. This is a knas to Rabbanah, since she was not careful and got remarried with a get that was not kosher.